It's episode 10 of KidCast School Tour, what the kids are talking about. Can you believe it is already the last episode of the series? And so this week, we're going to do something a little different. We're not heading to a national school. We're going to meet a group of amazing children who are homeschooled. By law, Irish parents have the right to educate their children at home. And in fact, the family is recognised as the primary educator in our constitution. Now, all school-going children got a little taste of this during COVID, but today there are over 2,500 children in Ireland who are home educated. And we're delighted to meet some of them on this week's
KidCast School Tour!
Hi guys, I'm Zach,
and you're very welcome to our episode of KidCast School Tour, brought to you all the way from Bandon in County Cork. We are a group of 9 children from 4 different families, ranging in ages from 7 to 11. You just heard some of the sounds where we live. We have quite a different learning environment to most of the children you already have met in the series. We do most of our learning at home.
We get up at 8 and then we have breakfast. And then usually we get ready for the day.
I start with my reader and then I go to Bible. And then I go to science, math, history, geography, and then I do some spellings.
Usually we start with math. Then we do Afrikaans, then we do English, then we do sometimes a little bit science and a little bit Irish.
We do 3 lessons of language arts and math.
On Wednesday we have piano. We each have a lesson that's of 30 minutes and then after we would usually go to the library.
We go on educational trips, like we went up to Dublin and saw Dublinia.
Meet up with other homeschool people.
But we also have loads of friends who go to mainstream school too.
Once a week we have curiosity days. We get to choose something that we learn about and then we usually get some books about it and we watch some videos and then we practice and study about it and then we usually do that for presentations on Tuesdays.
On our Tuesday we meet together at Calvary Cork. We normally work together until 10 till 4. We follow a classical education program together. We learn all of the normal subjects through songs first. We do presentations and we show something that we have or made. We also do tin whistle and art and science together.
For the slightly older kids, we have essentials, which is really fun, where we go to a class and we do like a writing program, Institute for Excellence in Writing.
My mom did my main learning with me.
Let's see if you can guess what we have been learning about for this week's show.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Allahu Akbar.
For anyone who's still not quite sure, it's
religious and ethical education.
So let's hear a little bit more about our religious and ethical education.
In mainstream schools, a religious and ethical education program is developed by the school's patron.
That's the boy that sets up the school and runs the school.
Some patrons are religious, so children in religious schools develop their faith and morals.
Some schools are ethical and multi-belief based, which encourages children to develop an understanding of ethics and values.
As home education of children, we learn about our Christian faith.
And the values we practice with our family and communities.
And how do we learn about all of this?
So we go to church. The pastor and the Sunday school teacher teach us.
We read the Bible together.
We've travelled a lot to visit religious sites.
Sometimes I like drawing pictures from like stories in the Bible.
We listen to religious music in a car.
Douglas, who's a little puppet who says his story and then he tells us about passion and all those things. He's YouTube.
We have a lot to say about this particular subject. So the real challenge is, how are we going to turn all of that into a show?
Our idea is that it takes place in a zoo, but in the animal's perspective. So she can make the perfect duck sound. And I'm obsessed with dogs, so I really want to include guard dogs.
Maybe some of the characters are shouting. Maybe some of the characters want to use bad words. It makes me feel bad about myself. It would be better to speak nicely. It makes me feel good.
Somebody might steal. They're always fighting, but they all need to work together and they become friends and learn good values like kindness and generosity.
Some of the characters will teach us how to say sorry.
These sound like such fun plot ideas, and I can't wait to see this cover art for the story. Could you tell us about that, Kazi?
If you want to find a podcast online, you don't just find the name of the show, but there's always a little square picture beside it. That's the cover art designed by the graphic designer. I wanted to be the graphic designer because I like art. A good tip would be to get lots of ideas from your team. I got all the kids to draw their own animal character, and then I took each drawing and uploaded it onto the computer, and I used Adobe Illustrator. I never used it before, so my mom helped me a bit. At first, I was thinking of drawing a picture of the animals in a cage, but then I thought leaves and flowers would be more eye-catchy, maybe a bit more fun, to grab the listener's attention. You shouldn't use too many words on your image, and finally, you're working within a square shape.
Amazing, Kazi. And it sounds just perfect for our show.
Roar to the Storm!
Today we're going to tell you a story. A story about friendship, values, and making better choices. As you listen, can you spot any bad choices? By the end, we hope you will make good choices too.
In a small, peaceful country town, just outside of Cork, a rambunctious bunch of rare and peculiar animals lived at Harmony Hill Sanctuary. These animals didn't get along very well. The owners of the sanctuary had just built a brand new pen, which was clearly bigger than the rest. The animals had been arguing all day about why they each thought they deserved it.
As the beautiful rainbow llama unicorn, I need the biggest space. Everyone loves my rainbow sparkles. Besides, I need the biggest space so that the sanctuary visitors can see me and me only.
Sparkles, I'm way cooler. I'm a flying lion. F-L-Y-I-N-G. Do you fly? I am the only flying quackline in the world. And I'm the biggest animal here, which means I have the biggest fangs. And if you don't let me have it, I'm gonna rip you all apart and eat you for my dinner.
But I need the space because I fly too. And you wouldn't want to get caught in my dragon lizard fire breath, would you? If I stayed in the small pen, I'd burn it down, just like the last 97 times. Do you remember the toilet incident?
No! My little bunny fluff needs the bigger space. I'm the most adorable striped tiger bunny in the world, ever. But how am I supposed to stretch my wiggies in this tiny pen? I deserve the big one. No, no, no.
What are you talking about? Everyone knows that the striped tiger bunny's bratty and spoiled. And everyone would rather see me, flabbergastingly beautiful golden parrot. I only get these yucky green crackers, so I should have a bigger space to fly around and fluff my feathers.
Well, I'm the smartest of us all. Your favourite poo-poo pranking primate.
And if I don't get the perfectly private, peaceful place,
I will hit you with my poo!
You know what happens when I eat potato bananas?
In case you didn't know, potato bananas are just a potato banana fruit. Something that this particular monkey likes to eat. Now let's get back to the story.
Be quiet, you silly animals. I'm on duty and you're distracting me.
The animals were so busy arguing that they couldn't hear the guard dog trying to get their attention. If only they'd listen to each other. Maybe they wouldn't have scared away all the sanctuary visitors. All but two, that is. Later that night, the golden parrot overheard those two thieves, who had managed to stay hidden near the parrot's pen.
That flying croc lion's gonna make us rich. That lock looks very old. I'm sure it'll be easy to bust open.
These leftover chicken nuggets I got from the sanctuary restaurant are great. Stealing makes me hungry. Do you want some?
Ow! Why'd you whack me? There'll be plenty of time for food after we have the croc lion.
But wait, won't the guard dog catch us?
He's strapped with all those animals.
The parrot, who had been eavesdropping nearby, decided to swoop in on the conversation.
Well, looky what we have here, a golden-y parrot-y. Ha ha ha!
I overheard your plan, and I'd like to help.
Shh, we're trying to be sneaky, Hal.
Oh, okay. I know where the keys to the croc lion's pen are. It will be much quieter than busting the lock. So I get them for you. If you give me your supply of gorgeous golden crackers.
I guess you could arrange that. If you help us.
Yippee, golden crackers.
Shh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So, at midnight, when all the animals were fast asleep, the golden parrot gave the keys to the thieves, who quickly bundled the precious prize flying croc lion into a crate. And flung it into the back of their truck. In the early hours of the morning, the guard dog woke to the sound of much distress from the sanctuary owners.
This is so indescribably horrible. Maybe the lion escaped. I knew we should have fixed the lock. I thought the guard dog was on duty.
The flying croc lion is our main attraction. We might have to shut down the sanctuary if we don't get enough visitors now he's gone.
But what will we do with all the other animals? This is their home. We can't give them away.
Right now, that's not our main priority. We have to find the flying croc lion.
Meanwhile, the thieves were trying to make their sneaky getaway, but were struck with bad luck.
Oh no! The truck has run out of petrol. Aren't you supposed to fill up the tank?
Not me. I thought you were supposed to fill up the tank.
Since we haven't gotten too far from the sanctuary, I can go back for petrol. I can also pick up food for a croc lion. He's starting to look very weary. You do know he has to eat every 2 hours. And speaking of eating, you have ever gotten one of my golden crackers, have you?
No.
Okay, I'll be back soon.
While the other animals were in a peaceful slumber, dreaming of their big new pen, the guard dog rushed in.
Wake up, you lazy animals. There's trouble.
I was in the middle of dreaming about sparkles in my new paint. What's so important?
The flying croc lion is gone. I suspect that someone stole it last night.
And he didn't really escape. He's not that clever. Besides, there's 2 really odd smells in his pen. One smells like rotten chicken nuggets.
Oh no! If the croc lion is gone, we'd have to move. Because he's the sanctuary's big moneymaker. What if my new home doesn't allow fire-breathing lizards? This is a disaster.
You're right, lizard. And even worse, we all might end up with smaller cages.
If we find the flying croc lion,
then we can stay here. We need a plan.
Okay, team, we've got brains, muscles, sparkles, and... me poo! Let's use them all!
I can sniff out the Quacklin's trail.
You lead the way, and I'll light the way with my glowing horn. I'll blind those bad guys with my rainbow sparkles.
And I'll bring the fire. If those thieves try anything, they'll get a face full of flames.
Oh? My tummy is already grumbling.
But I'll eat more potato bananas.
So my poo will become even more sticky and flammable.
It will be fun to throw at those pesky thieves.
I will burrow to you all and pick your locks with my sharp teeth.
Thanks, Tiger Bunny.
Once free, the animals followed the guard dog and the llama and eventually caught up to the truck. They quietly snuck up towards it and found that the quack lion had grown very, very weak.
I can smell the quack lion and two other stinky smells.
Please, oh please help me. I'm so weary. I wish I hadn't been unkind to you. Guys, I messed up. I'm the biggest, and I must have made you all feel so scared when I said I'd eat you. I don't deserve to be rescued. And here you all are, rescuing me?
You did really scare us. The sanctuary is our home, and without you, we wouldn't be able to stay. And it really wouldn't be home without all of us.
Thank you so much, everyone. I'll try really hard to be much, much kinder. Please, can you ever forgive me?
Yes, we forgive you!
The animals were starting to learn that saying sorry, and meaning it, makes all the difference. Quickly, they sprang into action.
Time for a sparkle storm! Take that, you pesky thieves!
Ah! We've been blinded!
I can't see!
Here comes the stinky poo!
Bet you didn't see that coming.
Blech. Oh, it's disgusting.
And now, Legend, use your big scary fire flame.
Ah, what's happening?
Oh, the pain.
I'm on fire.
And there's so much blue.
Run!
The two thieves clumsily stumbled over each other while trying to evade the inescapable power of teamwork and the sticky, stinky, flammable chaos. But bad luck struck them once again.
I caught the guards before we left. Thank goodness they got you on time.
I'm Garda Francis Murphy. I'll take it from here.
Oh, no, no. Looks like we aren't getting any money from the quack lion.
Thanks for coming to take these thieves away.
Garda Francis, I use my fire breath to help my friends. Is it ever okay to use force, like if you're trying to protect yourself or someone else?
No, I wouldn't encourage force. It's always best to try and work things out by talking it through.
We work together to solve a big problem. How does teamwork help the Garda do their jobs?
Teamwork is very important when working as a Garda. We use teamwork to solve crime and to help everyone in the community with any problems that they have. So there are several different ranks within the guards. So you have the regular guard, then that's in a uniform, so they would like deal with calls, everyday calls to thefts and etc. Then you have a sergeant rank, so he's in charge of his unit. So he supervises all the guards underneath him on his unit. Then we have an inspector rank, we have superintendent rank, and all the way up through to chief superintendent. There's a lot of different ranks until you get to the commissioners, the top rank. And in the division, I suppose, like we have the roads policing unit, we have a detective branch, we have the drugs unit, you have the armed support unit. So there's loads of different teamwork has to be carried out within all these divisions.
You stop real-life bad guys, just like we stopped the thieves. So what happens to people who break the law?
Okay, so if somebody breaks the law, they have to deal with the consequences. They might just get a fine if it's a small offence like speeding or not wearing a seatbelt. But sometimes if the crime is more serious, they might be arrested and taken to court before the judge. This could end with a bigger fine, or the judge might just give them community service to do. The judge might order them to work, say, maybe 40 hours community service. So what this means is they would have to give up 40 hours of their time for no wages, and they would work in the community. So it would be up to the judge to decide, would they go and work with the Tidy Towns or with some other voluntary group that could do with a little bit of help. Sometimes then, if it's more serious, it could result in the person going to prison. If you just get community service, then you won't have a conviction against you. But if you get a fine, or if you go to court and you get fined or convicted, then you will have a criminal record.
Dear Garda Frances,
you seem like such a kind and reasonable woman. Please let me not go to jail. Please, please, please. We'll be a law-abiding citizens from now on.
No, all choices carry consequences, good or bad. And you certainly made a poor choice trying to steal that quack line.
Thanks for all your help and advice.
It will really help us make better choices in the future.
And a big thanks for taking those bad thieves away.
Right, now lads, off to Bandon Garda Station with you two. No more stealing or sneaking.
Once the thieves were safely locked in the back of Garda Frances' police car, all the animals made their way back to the sanctuary. As they walked through the entrance, cheering and congratulating each other, who did they meet but the golden parrot? He was shocked. No crackers, no thieves, and no caged quackline. He couldn't help but reflect on his choices.
Sorry, guys.
That didn't really sound like a proper apology.
What do you mean I said sorry?
Let me show you how to do it the right way. First, you say you're sorry, just like you did. But then you need to explain how it might have made the other person feel, like you made me feel hurt. Next, you must promise to try not to do it again. Finally, you ask if they can forgive you.
You're right. I'm really sorry that I betrayed you. I can see how it did make you feel hurt. And I'll try not to do it again. Can you forgive me?
Yes, we forgive you!
Thank you!
So all the animals became good friends and learned the importance of friendship and teamwork. Not only that, the animals had another plan.
What if we knock down all the walls of all our pens and make one big one?
Yeah, then we'd all have enough room and no one would be left out.
And we can play games together all the time.
It's always been my dream to play chess all day.
I might look fierce, but I'm a serious board gamer and a good friend. With some help from the sanctuary staff, the animals turned their old cramped pens into one big open space. They learned that even though they were all different, sharing, being kind, and working together makes life so much better for everyone. Maybe you can learn from them too. Checkmate! This episode of KidCast School Tour was created by me, Lydia, Eva, Yana, Killian, Tirza, Lisa, Mally, Kezi, and Zach. It was produced by Kira O'Donohue, who also co-edited with sound engineer Conan Brophy. KidCast School Tour is funded by RTE and Commission Naman with the television license fee. Special thanks to our guest, Garda Frances Murphy.
This is our
RTE Junior Podcast!
For more sort RTE Kids Podcast!